To the Nutrimetric Report, and the lady, the host with the most, is here, Michelle, and she's got your questions when you call into the order line, 888-212-8871. And we want to recommend you call in 7 days a week, because even if you leave a message, Michelle will pick up and respond to you on Monday. And we've taken orders everywhere in the world. We also try to answer all your questions. If Michelle can't, she'll pass it over to me later on, either for an email or a callback. So, Michelle, you have some announcements today. Go ahead.
Yeah, the announcement is, look at my posture. Isn't it good? Look,
yeah.
See? I'm watching posture because our son Christopher, who's a licensed trainer, right?
It's
physical training. He always tells me, or corrects me if he sees me,
he's correcting me too.
He says, don't stick your neck out. Pull your neck in.
Well, I'm using that with my posture exercises with my resistance bands on top of the professional Sonic Life Machine, and I'm really feeling my upper back feeling much better.
You're going to pull your neck back,
so
Bill?
Here's my professional trainer son that's getting me back into shape.
Sitting here being very, very aware of my posture, especially when you're at the computer all the time, like you, Bill. You just like sit up straight, put your shoulders back.
There you go.
All right. Well, hello, everyone. Great to be here. And guess what? I just wanted to bring to everyone's attention that we do have a few sale products going on right now. The first one there is the Vitamineral Max. That's regular $39.95 for 120 capsules. That's a double bottle, not 60, 120. And that is on sale for $36.95. And then going down the list is the Power C. That's regular $39.95, and that too is $36.95. And coming up next is the Nutridyne. Hey, who doesn't love Nutridyne, Bill?
That's amazing.
That's still number one.
Yeah.
And it's regular $49.95, and whoopsie, it's on for $45. And the three pack is even better. I mean, this is really good.
Yes.
And the six. So, one more. We've got magnesium glycinate. That is $39.95 for $37.85. Just to switch it up, I don't know what I was thinking there, making it different, $37.85. It seems like I put $95 on everything, doesn't it? I don't know why I don't use 50 cents or 23 cents or something. It's $95. Anyways, those are on sale, and we've permanently made free shipping over $99, which is great because, let me tell you, USPS rates, if you've been trying to mail a parcel or anything lately, you've noticed that the rates have gone up, up, up.
Astronomically, yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
No.
However, with most of our packages, you'll notice when you get your package, it says 2-day or 3-day priority mail. And believe it or not, that is faster than UPS Ground. So it's kind of working out nice. We're paying more, but we're all, you know, you're getting your packages sooner, which in this hot summer is a good thing.
Right. Yeah, I got a big announcement about the Red Deer Velvet. And you did a fantastic job on the new labels. And we have 2,000 labels.
That's what I did. Bill made that last label, if anyone bought it and saw it. The big red letters in the front and everything. I designed the new label because, you know, Bill can't be good at everything. I have to be good at least a few things, so that's what I did.
You did a fantastic job. I want to give you credit for that. And the second thing is, we have in the production, we have the labels and the powder down to Pure NSM and Chula Vista, and we're hoping to have it encapsulated ASAP. So we'll have over, you know, five times the size of the order, well over 1,000 bottles. I'll be coming to us. So.
Yeah, we shouldn't be selling out in 2 weeks this time, so it should last us a few months.
Yeah.
So good for that's a great announcement, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
They've got it.
And by the way, the testimonials I'm getting back, because I'm sure you're getting some too.
Yes.
Basically, this is the first nutraceutical in the world in human history that actually returns you to the fetal state. Now, you know, I call it the aha moments. Remember when Archimedes got into the bath and he realized that the water was displaced by the volume of his body?
Oh, I remember that well.
Now, remember, there's another interesting... Yeah, you remember well. In history class, right? But he also used that technique to determine if a sculptor sculpting a special crown
for
the king in Greece had actually mixed silver with the gold because of different specific gravity. So although it would displace the same volume, if it was the same amount of gold, it would be a different weight.
Yes.
So he was able to use that to determine that the artist actually absconded with some gold and substituted silver.
Yes.
Well, we now have, of course, the Archimedean principle is that, and I thought someone else has discovered this. And I'm sure I'm going to give God the credit on this, because he basically showed to me, I said, is there a time during people's lives when they don't age? And it's when you're a fetus. And the reason why I found out was my pediatric surgery friends use trans amniotic sac surgery. And if they do heart surgery or, say, an obstacle, the baby's guts are outside and they put it in and they sew it up, there's never a scar.
Mm-hmm.
When these babies come out, they don't scar. It's amazing. Only after you're born do you scar. Now, what that means is you don't age when you're in utero. And it's interesting, you know, I talked about this with Matthew, our son, who's an expert in biblical astrology. Your astrological thing is sealed at the moment of your birth, because that's the time when you cut the umbilical cord. Mm-hmm. That's the time you start dying, when you start aging. Mm-hmm. So you only age actually from the moment of birth, which is really fascinating. And it means if we can restore you to those 300 biomolecules and six hormones plus, then you have the building blocks to rebuild yourself. And what we're getting testimonials of people noticing their vision better, back, their joints better, their skin improved, their digestion improved, their mentation, literally everything you can imagine is starting to be rebuilt in their body. And I got to tell you, this is a very amazing nutraceutical. It doesn't mean you don't stop our other nutriments. You need all of the orchestra. I don't believe in what's called a magic bullet. I believe in a magic orchestra. And God's given us to us all these fancy nutraceuticals in a very artful way to apply to you to heal your body non-toxically with non-pharmaceutical approaches, with biomolecules your body will like and say, hey, just a cellular handshake, hey, thanks, come on into the cell. In other words, they don't look foreign like a drug. They're actually a biomolecule the body needs. So when you take our other nutrients, whether it's CoQ10 Supreme, Ubiquinol, or Cardiovasc, or Nutridyne, you're taking something that the body can recognize. The same way as these molecules are the same for all mammals that are in the placenta, red deer velvet, the little fuzz in the antlers, actually is the same biomolecules as you have when you're a baby. But we present it undamaged to the end of the small bowel, and then it's absorbed, and then it actually helps to rebuild any tissues, because disease and aging are always due to deficiency of structural proteins and enzymes. And when you replace those, the body starts to heal itself. It's amazing. But you need both. You need the Nutrimeds and the Red Deer Velvet.
Thank you for that, Ben. Also, you did mention Matthew and his biblical astrology, and I wanted to have a little something to say about that. I'm still praying for, and would you please pray too for our son Matthew, because I don't consider him quote-unquote like saved Christian, because of course, he believes in God and, you know, his biblical astrology and everything, but he's got a way to go to know who Jesus is, who Jesus is at this moment and what it means to our lives. Now, he does respect him, and he does say that he, you know.
Well, you know, I think there's even people that we call themselves Christians that are a little bit confused. For example, we were watching last night about how Henry VIII made it a form of blasphemy if you didn't believe in transubstantiation, which is the host and the wine had to turn into body and blood. So it's a form of, I call it, spiritual cannibalism of God.
Yeah, that's pretty nasty.
And that's pretty nasty. So you have to understand there's a lot of what I call, we all have filthy rags, let's put it this way.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, that's the reason for grace. Grace allows us all, with all our defects, to approach God.
Well, what's the thing with astrology? People will say that's kind of New Age, or it's kind of, you know,
well, we have
a thing that's...
Let me explain. The Sting of the Scorpion is a book you can get at beforeus.com from Jonathan Gray.
Oh, yeah.
The Sting of the Scorpion. And I sent the book to Matthew C's chance. It's actually biblical. What happened to the Babylonians 2300 to 2600 years ago, while the Jews were in captivity for 1300 years, they have perverted and switched biblical astrology, because the star signs prophesied the coming of the Messiah and the salvation of mankind. So it's all in the star signs. So the occultation of planets is important. For example, today is the longest blood-red moon for over 100 years.
It's 21-23
is the next year when it'll be as long as today.
Yeah.
Now, what happens when you have alignment of planets? For example, the alignment of Jupiter and Saturn causes the Maunder Ice Ages that happened every 360 years.
So it's really important.
Right. When planets align, they actually have physical effects and affects in what's called the astrological or the hyperdimensional realm. So it's not just, you know, airy-fairy. There are biblical astrological things, but it got perverted about 2,500, 2,600 years ago.
And the Catholics, too, right? Didn't they say, didn't they ban it or something?
No, they used it, but they used a different form. Matthew's got it. Welcome, all shoppers. The order line 888-212-8871, and it's NutriMedical.com. And by the way, you can lots of ways to listen. I had someone email me last week that wanted to know if they're social media. If you go to the top right hand side, you'll see the Facebook, Twitter,
top right hand side
of NutriMedical.com. Yeah, you'll see the social media. They're also over at Eagle-Network. I'm making sure that we're also going to add our OneWay.com, which is new conservative social media. Strictly conservative. I talked to the director and owner of One Way. And, of course, we have our Vimeo channel, which if you go to the bottom of the shop, buy products, you'll get our Vimeo channel, too. So those are all free services we provide you because you support and pray for us and purchase your nutraceuticals exclusively at NutriMedical.com. Thank you.
Duncan from Alabama. I talked with him this week, Bill.
Uh-huh.
It was around Monday. And he's suffering with Sjogren's. I think it's S-J-O-G-R-E-N-S, and it's dry eye.
Yeah, Sjogren's syndrome is where the lacrimal glands in the eye are inflamed, and they reduce their tear duct generation, which causes the cornea and the sclera to dry out, and it can cause damage. You can get scleral damage and corneal damage caused by that.
So we have a protocol for that?
Yes, we do. You want to use CanSee eye drops, number one, Vision Max. You want to use things to reduce the inflammation in the eye, including the drops for Nutri Silver, two drops each eye four times a day because there's a low-grade infection in the lacrimal glands, and Cell Defense Plus as the first anti-inflammatory, and I recommend Lumen Photon, setting number 7 for 15 minutes, and then setting 30 for setting 3 to help regenerate the lacrimal glands along with
budget,
the red devote.
If you're on a budget and you can afford two of those things, what's the top two products?
Nutri Silver.
Uh-huh.
And probably the Cell Defense Plus.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
okay, so the CanSee isn't really for dry eye that much.
It'll help, but you said you only wanted two things. So
That's right. But you said CanSee first.
I talked about this actually yesterday when I had Ryan on because he's away next week in Branson with his family, which I hope he has a good time.
Oh, yeah. That's
because they're crazy rides, right? Branson's good. It's a kind of like old-time America theme park. But what happens is, I mentioned this yesterday, that you and me are a perfect match. We're diametric opposite in personality. You're a social genius. I'm a social pet rock.
Genius. I don't like the word genius.
Well, you're smart.
I'm social.
You're socially appropriate. You're social, okay? But here's the thing. When I'm also a more of a details person. You're a person that wants to say, hey, take two things. When I'll say, hey, I think you need to take five in order to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people get better on two or get some better, and they're happy, and it's within their budget.
And sometimes they don't, and I say, no, you have to do the whole thing.
Right. The problem is a lot of time they've failed medical care. In other words, or they don't want to go medical care. For example, I just had a gentleman recently who had Parkinson's disease. I talked to him, and he ended up with Parkinson's diagnosis. He's going now for an MRI to confirm with his neurologist, but he's terrified because they already tried him on two runs of carbidopa, which make you feel awful. So he wants a natural approach.
That's Steve, speak of Branson. He's from Missouri.
Right.
That's Steve from Missouri.
Right. So the point is that you need to find that sweet spot where you can take enough to get well, but it's somewhere between what you want, which is like one or two things, and five things or more that I want. But we don't know what that is. It has to also be within your budget. You can't continue on.
It's always good to ask you, you know, for people that are on a budget, Bill. I'll always ask you.
Right.
Give me the two or three.
Yeah, but then if you're not getting better, you have to start kind of figuring,
no,
hey,
that's correct.
Whether it's a serious illness, like you're losing your vision, or you're going to end up with a corneal transplant, or you got cancer, you can't mess around.
So what protocol did you give Steve for Parkinson's?
Well, Parkinson's disease, there's multiple layers. The first thing you got to do is you've got to stop the damage to the secondary motor neuron. The first motor neuron is in your Rolandic fissure of your temporal lobe in your brain. There's a big fissure there. And the body's actually upside down, so your feet are at the top and your head's at the bottom. Isn't interesting? So you're hanging upside down. You're hanging by your toes on the side of your cortex.
Right.
Right. And so the idea is you want to take things to stop the inflammation. So Cell Defense Plus is number one. Number two, you want to detox heavy metals, Keeler Max, because there's often heavy metals in there. Okay. Number three, you've got to stop hydroproxy and nitroproxy radicals. So Cell Defense Plus, Cell Detox, Glutathione, Gamma E Plus, and Ultrathiamine B1. Right? And you want to remodelate the nerve fiber tract, so Neurogen and Omega Supreme Pro.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And Brain Mag will stop the N-methyl D-aspartate receptor because it's upregulations of that receptor that actually causes brain damage, actually neuron cell dropout.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want to have the Lumen Photon therapy or perhaps mild hyperbaric oxygen in order to regenerate the tissue. And we can get you the other things. And there's other things. I would recommend the Red Deer Velvet ER, et cetera. But again, the first line, is, when you have Parkinson's, it's not going to respond to just things like, say, mood energizer, which is L-tyrosine. You're going to need to take more than that to stop it because you've got stealth pathogens, heavy metals, neuron cell dropout, dysmyelination, inflammation,
right,
cytokine
levels.
Right, that's
why you'll never find me out asking you for just two.
So you don't just throw, for example, even
let
the doctors only throw carbidopa.
Let me finish my sentence.
Right.
You'll never find me just asking for just two products for something like Parkinson's.
Or MS.
Or something like dry eye. Yeah, or you know, hopefully I know the difference, right, when you can actually say a couple of products, but there's a lot of things.
Well, some respond quickly. For example, arthritis may respond just through the Inflamex and arthritis.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, some people will find even one thing they like, say, joint performance, and they're happy with that, and their joints feel better.
Exactly.
So they might start on joint performance, and they say, hey, I don't need all the other stuff. But that happens.
Okay. Let's see, Bill, next. Oh, yeah, Ken. Our friend Ken always has a question. Ken from Georgia.
Right. Yeah, he's a great guy.
He brushes regularly with NutruSilver.
Right.
And he wonders why, when he's spitting out, that it really cleans his teeth. Okay?
Right.
So, and why he spits out is a little olive green color. I don't know what that is.
Well, he's getting the periodontal plaque, which is coming off the teeth, because the carrier for the silver is a combination of phytosterols and polyphenols and so on.
Yeah.
And once the polyphenols oxidize, because they're hitting free radicals, they turn green.
Oh, wow. Hey, Ken, there's our answer.
Right. And not only that, I recommend that you get a hydro floss, which changes the charge of the particles,
mm-hmm.
and put either Nutridyne or NutriSilver in the machine. You can also get it if you have the best toothbrush, I think, is a Sonicare, which I use personally, and we use for our daughter, Kelsey.
Mm-hmm.
But the best flossing machine that I found is either the Hydrofloss, which you can use in the chamber.
Like that. That's
very good.
Use.
The other one that I use besides Hydrofloss is a thing called the Sonicare Air Floss. It has a really powerful jet. Like, it's more powerful than taking those little floss strips.
I know, and I would never
use
it. Just listening to you do that is enough to make me want to leave the room.
It's like space invaders, you know.
What the hell is that? Let me finish.
Yeah.
The Hydro Floss is very gentle. If anyone's listening and you want to know, if you know, you're not good to floss with those strings.
Well, but
you don't like pulling those all over the place.
They're both great, yeah.
Man.
Go ahead.
You are bad. I just want to say that I don't think it costs that much. I think it's like $70 or something, isn't it, Bill?
Less than that.
You bought it for me, or even less than that. And, boy, I've had it for a few years. And if you don't like the floss, this floss is for you by just a little jet of water at a high speed between all your teeth.
Plus, you can also put the Nutridyne or the NutriSilver in there, and it'll help
get the antipathogens
to get the nanobacteria, because those nanobacteria are the ones that colonize your blood vessel walls and your gut. And your brain and other tissues. So.
Which would you put in, the silver or the Nutridyne?
Probably Nutridyne.
We'll be back in a minute or two.
Please continue, Michelle.
Oh, I just wanted to mention that we heard from Dr. Black. Dr. Black is a regular customer of NutriMedical, and he was just giving me a praise report from his mom. Dr. Black is actually an MD and a chiropractor.
Yeah, by the way, chiropractors, I find, are more willing to be taught by somebody like me who's out-of-the-box medical doctor and surgeon than most doctors. Most doctors are there. Do you know what MD stands for, honey? I use this
in your case,
No, I'm not a deity. I'm not arrogant, by the way. I'm just talented. God gave me my talents not for my sake, but others. But MD stands for more dough, more drugs, and magnificent deity. But I actually have changed the name. They should be called MEs, which is more embalming. How's that? Because they pre-embalm with drugs.
Well, I can't say a word. I'm going to be good.
Try to be good. Oh my gosh!
I want to talk about
I see a glow coming off your face. It's like a spiritual glow. You're so sweet
just
today.
Just because I'm subservient.
You're so nice today.
Get used to it.
Maybe it's because the blood moon is scaring you a bit. Maybe, who knows?
What scared me?
The blood moon.
No, it's not scaring me at all. I just feel like it has an effect on everybody. That blood moon. That's all. I feel like because if it affects the tides as it is, and it's that much closer, isn't it?
Well, it's what's called the torsion field dipole of the magnetic flux field of the moon.
So does that mean that it's like, the word lunatic comes from lunar, right?
Right.
So does that mean it's going to affect people's minds more or not?
It affects everything. It affects the physical and the spirit world.
Okay, so that's today.
Yes. Next one is 100 and some years from now.
Yeah.
This is long.
So as I was saying, Dr. Black's mom unfortunately had a stroke.
Right.
And, she was in the hospital. And anyways, they fed her by tube, Bill, life support.
Good. Wonderful.
So anyways, it brought her back. But now she has it three times a day. This has been like a couple years ago.
Right.
He's just reiterating about how she.
By the way,
she's on the life support to this day.
Isn't that wonderful? Now,
yeah.
I want to add to that for if you've had a stroke. You can generalize the, I can put protocols together for regenerating the circulation to that part of the brain, increasing the oxidative activity like CoQ10 Supreme, Ubiquinol, works across the blood-brain barrier. Things like your NADH and sports energy light will increase ATP levels. And you can remyelinate the brain, because often after a stroke, you demyelinate certain nerve fiber tracts with Neurogen and Omega Supreme Pro. So there's things we can do to actually regenerate, including the Red Deer Velvet DR, and a transcutaneal brilliant cap, which is Lumen technology. And, of course, I'm working to license it to Lumen Inlight when their new engineer team comes on in the next few weeks so that they can actually use my frequencies to actually stimulate the DNA to regenerate tissues, because every disease is a deficiency of minerals, of mineral and amino acid resonance turning on structural proteins and enzymes.
I would be interested in what supplements we have.
We do. We have
that,
a good range.
No, let me finish. That you can take to prevent a stroke, because a stroke is a sneaky thing. It's very sneaky. It comes up on people that aren't don't know that they've got it, that they're going to have a stroke. So what can we be taking that would prevent a stroke from happening?
Cardiovasc, Vainaway, Omega Supreme Pro, Nutritrala, long-acting alpha-lipoic acid, Omega Supreme, Gamma A Plus, and Cell Detox Glutathione and Ultracyamin B1.
Okay, now if you had to say two preventatively.
I would say
top two.
I would say Cardiovasc and Nutritrala.
Oh, not the Omega Supreme Pro.
No, you told me only two.
I know, but I'm surprised Omega Supreme Pro Nutritrala.
The reason is that stroke and heart disease are free radical problems, and it's when you oxidize cholesterol and fatty acids, you form plaque.
Really?
Or an embolism, and you increase the blood viscosity. So Nutritrala along with Cardiovasc are the two top, and then you'd add Omega Supreme Pro number three, and you'd add things to reduce blood viscosity like natokinase, and Vainaway, which is the acetamin to reduce inflammation and damage to the blood vessel wall.
Okay.
Then if you have elevated homocysteine, you'd add some methyl and bio-LVR superfolate and powermethyl B12 because of methylation pathway disorder causing damage to the vessel wall because of increased homocysteine.
Okay, Jose from New Mexico. Let's get into the emails, Phil.
Right.
Is the Lumen Proton device eligible for your lease purchase program? If so, and how does it work? I'm interested in a 2-port controller with an 8-inch by 15-inch 264 diode pad. Do said devices use batteries, or are they powered by AC wall outlet electricity?
Yeah,
and how does a Lumen Proton device compare to the whatever that is?
Yeah, that's that other device is garbage. Let me explain. The original research was done by Dr. Nogier.
Read it anyway.
Yeah, let me explain. Firstly, it's not a lease purchase. It's a straight purchase, but the machines are a fraction of the cost of other technology. So the basic machine, which is called the basic one, which is a two-port controller with a 264 pad, is under $1,000. It's a few hundred dollars cheaper than it was even a few months ago. I usually recommend you get the dual pad system, where you get two pads, a 264 and a 132, so you have one for a small area and a big area. You can even wrap it around your head if you don't want to get the brain cap, because the brain cap's expensive, but it can do the same thing. Same as the eye pads. You can put them over your eyes, and so you can do sleep or the pineal gland, and also for brain injury. There's actual studies now with Dr. Hipskind, I talked to a neurologist, that shown reversal of brain injury, Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, and dementia using this lumen photon therapy.
On your whole, putting it on your head?
On your whole head.
On your eyes or your forehead? Where would you put it?
Around your whole head, like you have, it's a cap. It covers everything except your eyes.
So you put it in front of your eyes?
No, the cap was around your entire head.
I'm talking about the one that's the least expensive one, the 264.
264, you wrap around your head. I'd wrap around the back of the head and cover
the
temples.
The back of the head.
Yeah, because then because it will penetrate through 12 inches of tissue, so it's going to go through all your brain and your eyes.
So you can put it front or back. It's going to go through.
Exactly.
So it doesn't matter.
No.
You put it like a hat.
I like
but
for example.
What if you had it on like a hat over the top of your head?
I would tend to put it over. I would do it over the back, because that way it's going to cover all your tissue. If you put it over the top of your head, you're going to miss the back of your brain.
Whenever I see you with the Lumen Photon on, you always have it over your eyes in the front.
That's the little pad. The little pad covers the front of your eyes, and it goes through the pineal gland and the parts of the brain.
That's what I was talking about, the little one, the least expensive one.
That's just the one to cover your eyes. I would get the 264 pad and wrap it around the back of the head and cover it at the temples with a headband. You know, one of those headbands? Put it over your forehead so that it'll hold down nicely. If you're your brain, if you're worried about eyes, I get the little eye pads. You know, the one that has that fits over the eyes as a little eye mask, if you want to call it.
Yeah, but it goes right through, too.
Yeah, it does.
You say 12 inches.
Yeah, but it may mess up the tissue because it's going to be smaller. It's not going to cover parts of the cortex and so on. But the 264 pad is big enough. You can wrap around the back of your head and the temples, and it'll cover everything, including your eyes.
I see. What about his question about batteries or AC?
It's all plug-in. But you can actually have a battery pack you can run it off, because it doesn't need a lot of power. So you can buy a separate battery pack from anybody, Amazon, hardware stores, whatever, and you can carry it around with you, and it doesn't take a lot of power.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bill. Oh, Pam. Next is Pam. Pam, our friend up there in north of Chicago, a beautiful food city of Chicago. Never think of Chicago. I think of deep dish pizza. I love it. God.
Yeah.
I had that right now. I'm hungry. Okay, Bill. Pay attention to your computer. Len continues to feel good with quite a bit of energy, and his blood pressure and oxygen level and pulse are all steady and good.
Right. Hey.
Now, if you've been listening to the show, you'll remember Len went through a terrible, terrible time, hey, Bill?
Right.
Do you want to briefly just say what happened to him?
Well, it happened is 2 years ago, he was out in his yard in near Illinois, I think Oak Hill.
Oh, 2 years when he died.
And what happened is he was out in his yard, and a nest fell on him, and he started getting sores in his neck, because obviously pathogens got in his neck, and he got some sores there.
Yeah.
And about 6 months ago, he started getting very weak and tired. And it turned out he was going into a post-infective hypotensive cardiac failure. His heart was failing.
Mm-hmm.
And when he called me at first, I said, well, you need to get into the hospital, because I know when it's appropriate for medical doctors to be involved. And I told him to get into the hospital in the ICU. So he got in the cardiac intensive care unit, and they worked on him. They made a number of screw-ups, which I unscrewed up, because they were going to over-treat him. Most people with heart failure are actually hypertensive, not hypotensive. He was the opposite of a normal. And since then, we put him on Nutramed, stopped him most of his drugs, because they were poisoning him with, well, a lot of stuff he didn't need. And he's doing well now, and he's regenerating his heart muscle. He's taking our nutraceuticals and our other recommendations, and he's healing, including he has a lumen pad, too.
Yes, and I just realized we got to get their peptides and epigenetic kit out to them. Okay, I'll see what happened with that, Pam. Hello, Bill.
Yeah, go ahead, Abby.
Back with Pam. She says, as a side note, I would appreciate it if you could devote one segment of one of your shows to talking about arthritis both kinds. Why does it happen? How to prevent it? And what to do if you already have it, and how long it takes to eliminate it or get it under control. Many of our friends have one of the types of arthritis and are always asking me what they can do about it naturally.
Okay, both arthritis is both osteo and autoimmune, like, you know, rheumatoid, scleroderma, mixed connective disease, or inflammatory. There are two different types of inflammation. When you have rheumatoid, you can actually put your hand a foot away and you can actually feel the heat from the joint. You don't see that in osteo, but there is inflammation occurring. It's due to elevated blood insulin, elevated cytokine levels in the joint, and a loss of the building blocks, so you start losing your viscous layer that holds the joint surfaces apart, and then eventually you lose the glycan, the cartilage, and you start to destroy the connective tissue of the supporting ligaments around the joint and the tendons and so on. That's osteo. In rheumatoid, you have things like rheumatoid nodules, which are triggered by what's called Mycoplasma fermentans incognita. Hard to grow, hard to culture, but it triggers what's called immune homology, where it means there's peptides in pathogen that looks like the body surface of the synovial membrane. And it can attack and create nodules anywhere, including not only in the joints, all the way up to the brain. So there's areas of tissue that can trigger off nodules, rheumatoid nodules in the hilus of the lungs or even the brain. Now, most people don't realize that, for example, rheumatoid arthritis is actually an infective-induced homologous autoimmunity. When you look at osteoarthritis, it's primarily due to elevated blood insulin levels and increased cytokine levels, so that's why things like leptin metabolic will help for osteoarthritis. Joint performance, tendon mender. To stop the inflammation, we use Inflamex and arthritics. The arthritics works epigenetically at turning off the degenerative changes, and you need the building blocks to rebuild it. That's where we talk about collagen max, which triples the rate of the generation of collagen, elastin, hyaluronic acid, and the polymers that are in the joint, which the joint performance helps to make, and also the glycosaminoglycans of the cartilage. Then we use a red deer velvet DR, along with, if you have to, we have special, you know, other peptides that we use with that, but you don't need those. The main thing is you need to start off with the red deer velvet DR and these other things. In most cases, all you need is something, you start off with one or two, like, if with osteoarthritis, you start off with joint performance and tendon mender.
I'm going to have to stop you there and get you to be a little bit more, like, let's just take osteoarthritis.
Well, osteoarthritis responds variously depending on how severe. If you're just trying to stop pain, sometimes just the tendon mender is all you need in the joint performance.
But what you really want to do is get rid of the nodules, right?
Well, no, there's no nodules in osteoarthritis. It's just loss of the fluid in the joint, and eventually wear down the cartilage.
Why do the joints all blow up?
They blow up only in rheumatoid and in scleroderma and systemic lupus. The joints don't blow up. They actually dry out, and eventually you lose your cartilage and you get eburnation.
So you don't have those things on your knuckles?
Those are Charcot-Bouchard nodes where the joint's trying to reheal itself. It forms these tufts.
Isn't that with osteoarthritis?
Yeah, that's called Charcot.
That's what I'm referring to.
The French doctor 200 years ago described them, called the Charcot-Bouchard nodes. And those are actually not nodules or lymph nodes. They're actually where the flange of the joint tries to reheal itself. And it forms this bony and cartilaginous.
Bony, but it looks like a nodule.
Yeah,
to someone like me.
But it's not a rheumatoid nodule. Rheumatoid nodules are different, okay?
But
on x-ray, you'll see these tufts at the end of the joint. So you get these big bumps.
It's because I'm using the wrong terminology that you're saying no, because you know that someone with osteoarthritis has bumps or whatever, big lumps or protrusions or whatever you want to call them on their knuckles. And you're just telling me what that is.
Yeah, they're called Charcot-Bouchard nodules, but they're nodes, but basically they're the tufting at the end of the joint.
Which of our products would eat away at that the best and get rid of those?
Probably Inflamex and Arthritix.
Really? Inflamex and Arthritix.
And then we'd add to leptin metabolic, because remember, there's an increase in nitroproxy radical and cytokines in the joints, and you have to lower insulin and insulin resistance, because the insulin, by the way, this is another thing that's tied in why it's, some people with elevated blood insulin will not turn diabetic, they'll just get osteoarthritis and dementia, because if your brain cells stop producing sugar because of insulin resistance to your brain cells, you get dementia.
Oh.
So some people with osteoarthritis are at risk of that. They may not turn diabetic. The problem is that people don't understand. The primary problem is, for example, is basically free radicals. And in some people, the pathway will go toward diabetes, where they get elevated blood sugar. But sugar is only a bystander. It's not the cause of the problem. People miss that sugar is actually one of the best things to grab the free radicals. So if you lower someone's sugar quickly, you increase by up to 300% the risk of a heart attack or stroke. So you've got to get rid of the free radicals. That's where Nutritrala comes in.
Nutritrala
and carnosine D-Link and things like ME+, cell detox glutathione, ultrathiamine B1 with transketolase to get rid of singlet oxygen, which is really important for peripheral neuropathy and kidney damage.
Which one?
Ultrathiamine B1, and of course, yeah, and the Cell Defense Plus is the only nutraceutical that will work on all the cytokines, IL-17, TNF-alpha, etc.
So you mean to say the Cell Defense Plus will replace all those that you just...
It doesn't replace them, no, it's just an addition. Yeah.
It's always an addition.
It is an addition.
It's simple.
It's not simple. There's nothing simple about this. And some people will get pain relief with just things like the joint performance or tendon mender, but to actually stop the osteoarthritis...
The Inflamex will get rid of the pain.
You can, but you have to actually stop the inflammation. You have to also have building blocks to rebuild the cartilage, where you need Collagen Max and Red Deer Velvet DR and the other things to rebuild the joints. You, for example, you need certain minerals to rebuild the joint, too, which would be in Bone Generator and also in Vitamin Mineral Max, Vitamin Mineral Mix, or the Minerals Plus, because without the minerals, you can't rebuild the joint.
Can you be breaking down those Bouchard nodes at the same time that you're rebuilding the joint?
Yes, absolutely. You have to do that, because your body will remodel itself if you supply the building blocks to stuff.
So you have to make sure you take the Collagen Max.
Right. Collagen Max is really important. And the Red Deer Velvet is DR will is the most powerful single additional thing you need besides Collagen Max to rebuild the joint.
Dare I say, someone's on a budget and they have osteoarthritis,
they may reduce
Bouchard
pain.
Nodes,
they
what
may,
would you say?
What I'm saying is if they only take one or two things, they may stop the pain, but they won't rebuild the joints.
What would you say the minimum is to be able to break down those Bouchard nodes and rebuild the joints?
Inflamex and Red Deer Velvet.
Really?
Yeah.
That simple.
Well, you only wanted two things, so I gave
no,
you two.
No, I didn't say two. I said the minimum. I don't think I said two.
Well, the minimum, yeah. Well, if you're trying to actually not just stop the pain but rebuild the joints, because regular rheumatologists will not be able to rebuild the joints. They can give you a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, even steroids, or giving you a high-end joint injection to a big joint like your hips. Let's say you got eburnation and you got bone on bone in your hips. They may give you high-end by a fluorescent, x-ray so you can know where the needle tip is so it's in the joint space.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it many hundreds of times in the knee joints and other joints. When you look at the hip joint, you have to have a radiologist use a C-arm fluoroscope to put the needle in the right place.
I always think of osteoarthritis in hands, but I guess it goes everywhere in your body?
Yeah, it can be anywhere in your spine. You can have also osteochondrosis of your vertebral bodies where they dry out or burst into the vertebral body.
Doesn't it most commonly present in the hands?
No, it's just visible, but the most common place is in the weight-bearing joints like the lower lumbar spine and your hips.
Oh.
Yeah, and then the cervical thoracic junction at the bottom of your neck.
Oh.
Yeah, those are the most common places. And interestingly, the same osteoarthritic changes can occur in the little stapes and the stapedius bones in your middle ear. So the most common cause of deafness is actually osteoarthritis of the little bones that transmit the sound from your oval window in your ear canal to your brain to create an auditory signal.
Wow.
So it's osteoarthritis of your bones in the middle ear. So when people get osteoarthritis in their hands, they're at risk of osteo in their bones in their middle ear. So that's the people with hearing aids. Most of them don't have neurosensory loss. They got conductive loss caused by the bones actually arthritically fusing together.
Gee. So, back to the beginning.
Interesting, hey?
Yes, back to the beginning with the osteoarthritis. So I would say, just from listening to you, I'd say the Inflamex. I also thought the leptin metabolic's important because
it is. The leptin metabolic.
To get rid of the insulin. But what else would get rid of the insulin?
The first thing is the insulin problem is not the primary problem. The problem is a thing called the NKKC. It's a special enzyme that regulates pump salt into your cells and your tissues and pumps potassium in. So,
really?
Yeah, and that'll be the Nutritrala, Supernox, right? And, Nutritrala, Supernox, and what's the third one?
So there's quite a few here that are important. Pam is trying to get this, put this all together.
Right. But you see, if you want to rebuild the joints, which we can do with Lumen Photon Light Therapy and all the other stuff, You've got to apply everything, including bone generator, micelle D3, micro D2, and collagen max.
Anyways, I'm forgetting to say goodbye. God bless you. I'm sorry, right into that.
Yeah, I know you are. Personal interest, right?
God bless you. Be quiet, Bill. We'll see you next week. And what else do I have to say? Surprise for next week. It's going to be a surprise.